Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome back to our sessions on the different du'as in the Quran. And we have been doing this since the beginning of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we are now, you know, entering into like the final stretch almost. So in these middle 10 days that we have, please don't forget to put in a little bit of extra effort. Don't forget to put in a little bit of extra work and don't feel the slump. Try to your best so that you're able to make sure that you're not, you know, just getting so used to Ramadan that it's kind of going by. This dua series that we have here is brought to you by Penny Appeal USA. Since 2016, Penny Appeal has been committed to fighting poverty and need. They have provided aid in the midst of emergencies, supported orphans, and provided warm meals, helped give medical assistance, and provided clean water to families across the USA, the Middle East, and Africa, and right here at home. Since then, Penny Appeal has helped over 1 million people and empowered communities around the world, helping to break the cycle of poverty and build brighter futures. This Ramadan, they will continue to do this effort with the help and the support of people like you. So if you will like, please join their campaign, You Are the Difference Ramadan campaign, and change your life. Please check out Penny Appeal. Visit their website, pausa.org/Qalam. That is pausa.org/QALAM. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to jump right into it today, inshallah. Today's dua that we have is such a... Alhamdulillah. I think the same thing happened yesterday at the same time. But today's dua that we have is such a beautiful dua. And this dua that we have, it is a dua that we make when our backs, not necessarily only when your back is against the wall, but when you're trying to figure out things in life, when you're trying to navigate situations, when something is happening and you're trying to figure out how to get through it. You're trying to figure out, you know, how to sort through your affairs or how to sort through these different matters of your life. And what we learn about life is that, you know, you can go through something or have certain matters or certain situations that if you are not able to navigate them properly, you can end up distancing yourself from Allah. And you can end up putting yourself into a position or a situation that is not good for your relationship between you and Allah. And this particular dua, it comes up in Surah Al-Kahf. In Surah Al-Kahf, normally, I don't do a little bit of a background of the ayah that or the surah that is in, but here I think is important. And it comes up in the portion of Surah Al-Kahf where there are the young men who have been in the cave for so long. And the reason why they were there was because they were running away from, you know, their people and how things were. So they've been in this cave for so long and they were seeking refuge in this particular cave. And in their seeking of refuge in this cave, in their seeking of protection in this cave, they made dua to Allah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala details that in the 18th chapter in the Quran, or the 18th surah in the Quran, called Surah Al-Kahf, the surah of the cave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Id awal fityatu ila al-kahfi," when these young men, they went and they ran into the cave and they sought refuge in it. Faqalu, they made dua to Allah. They raised their hands, they made dua to Allah. They said, "Rabbana, O our Lord, atina min ladunka rahma," give us mercy, grant us your mercy. "Wa hayyi' lana min amrina rashada," and find us a good way out of our ordeal. Find us a good way out of our situation. And so what we are learning here is that sometimes we go to Allah for forgiveness, which we've talked about in a great deal. You may ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you may go to Allah in your du'as to ask Him for forgiveness for something. Sometimes you may ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you something because you want something. Sometimes you may ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you from something. But there's also nothing wrong with asking Allah to help you navigate your situations in life, to help you navigate the different situations that you're in, the different ordeals, the different dynamics that you're in your life. And so the very first part of this dua is Rabbana atina min ladunka rahma. O our Lord, our caregiver, our nourisher, the one who's been there for us, the one who's taken care of us, the one who has been basid, who has looked over me into this entire moment, until this moment that I'm in right now. Oh Allah, or our Lord, our Master, Rabbana, atina min ladunka, give us especially from you. Especially, you're asking for this special rahmah from Allah. You're asking for mercy from Allah, but you're asking it especially from Him. You're not asking it for anybody else. You're not asking it from anyone else. You're asking it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala especially. And the reason why we want special rahmah or mercy from Allah, especially when we're navigating different aspects or situations in our life, is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and His rahmah is unmatched. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-alim. He's all-knowing. And He knows all of our situations and what's happening, what will happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-basir. He's overlooking us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-khabir, He's aware. So with that comes a special type of mercy, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to bestow mercy upon us, that it is in accordance to our situation. It's in accordance to what we need. It's in accordance to making our affairs easier, or making our affairs more manageable, or making our affairs in a way that we are getting closer to Him and not moving away from Him. And so when we ask for this special mercy from Allah, we're asking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah and him being ar-Rahman and Him being ar-Rahim, Him being the entirely and the complete merciful. We're asking for His tenderness. We're asking for His love. We're asking for His compassion, specifically from Allah. And then the next part of the dua, we say, وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا, and guide us. وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْنِنَا رَشَدًا. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us rightly through our affairs. We're asking Him to guide us rightly through our affairs, not around it, through it. You ever been in the situation where you felt like, I don't really know what to do with this? I don't know how to navigate this relationship. I don't know how to navigate this situation. I don't know how to navigate. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what's on the other end. I don't know how I'm supposed to get through this. You turn to Allah. You turn to Allah and you ask Him to help you through it. You ask Him to help you understand how to get through it, help you open doors for you to be able to get through it. Because sometimes what happens is that when we've hit a wall, we just sit at that wall. And sitting at that wall does two things. It sometimes makes misery come into us, where we are now so sad about our situation. And it's not a healthy sadness in the sense that we're not just expressing sadness, but we've now dwelled and we're dwindling into miserableness about our situation and we don't get up. Or you keep trying to force something to happen and it's not the right thing. It's not the right way. And so you're still hitting a big brick wall. In either situation, you're stagnant. In either situation, you're not moving through the issue. You're not moving through your affairs. And so that's why going to Allah, who is all-knowing, who is all-caring, who is all compassionate, who is all merciful, who watches over us, who gives us rizq, who takes care of us, who nourishes us, going to Allah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind and compassionate and loving to us, his slaves and his servants. That is what helps us get through these situations. And you see these young men, they're in this cave and they're hiding, you know, and they're asking Allah, give us guidance in this. How do we get through this? How do we navigate it? Not how do we ignore it. No, how do we navigate our difficulty? How do we navigate the situation that we're in? وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْنِنَا رَشَدًا. And rashada means to put someone onto a path and for them to be able to stay on that path. How do you help, Ya Allah? We're asking Allah to guide us through our situation and put us on a path that we are going to get good out of it. That even through this difficult situation, that once we get to the other side, or even as we're getting to the other side of it, that we are constantly getting good from it. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ, he would constantly make another dua. He will say, Allahumma ahsin akibatina fi umuri kulliha. Oh Allah, grant us good out of our affairs, all of them. Wa ajirna min jizhil dunya, and save us from the disgrace of this world, of this dunya, wa adab al akhirah, and from the punishment of the akhirah. That we don't want our situations, our hardships, our affairs to take us away from Allah. We want them to bring us closer to Allah. We want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, where he gives us, he bestows his mercy upon us to help us navigate through these different situations, to help us navigate through our matters in our, through the different matters in our, in this world. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to be rightly guided. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to get closer to him with every situation that comes our way. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us of our shortcomings, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to benefit from all of these that we've heard here today. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. And like always, please don't forget to support Qalam. Please visit supportqalam.com so that we're able to constantly bring you these free programmings and graduate different students around the world so that they can benefit their communities, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.